Quick observation, boys and girls, but you know how quick these things go. I'll be brief, to quote the famous TJ Martinell. So I was running, and ever so roughly, let us do some just simple logic. We don't do that anymore. Everything has to have a study that suggests or shows, and then you find out it's all flawed. Let's just do what our ancestors did and did pretty darn well with. Let's just do a little bit of common sense and admit, generally speaking, those on the right are against taking the root beer float, and those on the left are for taking the root beer float. We could go into the reasons and the whys and all that other stuff, but I'd argue it's people on the left got nothing else to do in life. They're like, we're such good people. And the people generally on the right are kind of like, let me see what happens in 5 years and see if people start growing three arms or something. Or more philosophically, you're not going to tell me, my body, my choice. Anyone hear that before? I don't know where I heard that before. Anyway, that's generally how it falls. And then people on the right are, well, I'm not going to take a rah, rah, rah. And more reason, it depends on how it's been evolving. But it turns out that through government incentives and you really are in public service. And, oh, you really ought to. And scaremongering. And, oh, you really ought to. They're starting to get a little sneaky. It's not even necessarily the government. I would say it's people who have been indoctrinated in positions of leadership and power, not just in the government, but in corporate America as well. And certainly some employers that aren't in the private sector, but employers in general, who have been conditioned that it's profit is not good enough. Your profession is not good enough. Okay. It has to be profession plus politics. And now you have people in positions of powers, namely your employers, who are saying you better have a root beer float or you're not allowed to come into work. Now, I've already gotten some friends and associates and acquaintances like, I can't believe they're doing it. I can't believe. And then, oh, Cappy, it's like, well, I guess it's put up and shut up time now with the root beer floats, because here's how I figured it out. Here's my observation. If it's mostly writer-leaning people, and the people that I know anecdotally who personally had their employers come in and say, you must take the root beer float to work here, they're high level, highly skilled people. And what we're essentially doing is forcing people to go to Galt's Gulch. And I don't have time to explain to you at the shrug what Galt's Gulch is, but basically you are now threatening disproportionately your most productive members of society. The fact the lights are on, I'm amazed with. I'm just amazed. I'm surprised there's food, you know? But if you guys really wanted to revolt, you guys really wanted to stop the left, you really wanted society to be punished, you want people that you want to shrug, you want Atlas to shrug, now's your shining time. Now's your shining time, because you got stimmy checks, you got rent moratoriums. You know, there's never been a better time to go Galt than now. And you will make them pay. You will make the country suffer, because let's just be honest, the people on stimmy checks now weren't producing much of anything anyway. Generally speaking, I know there are productive people on the left, you know, all three union members that still exist in the United States. But most of them are teachers, guided. I mean, remember when there was essential workers, who were they? Typically skewed to the right. And now that we're talking about production, you know, the real world production, not make-believe government moving money from here to there. Ooh, you're a teacher. You're a social worker. You babysit children. OMG. We're talking food, steel, Reardon steel, oil, manufacturing. But, you know, the stuff people need to live, food. Although farmers kind of, I guess, are self-employed. I don't think they really work in factories. And you think there's shortages of things now. Hear me out, people who don't want to take a root beer float. Why don't you go Galt? Why don't you say no? And I'd recommend stocking up on food before you do. I'd recommend stocking up on a lot of things, you know, light bulbs, generators, you know, maybe some solar panels in there too. But if you guys are all Americans and you're still freedom and you're conservative or libertarian, the government ain't going to tell me what, by gosh, quit, because I am laying the gauntlet down to you, but at the same time, I would love nothing more. See, I don't like corporate America, you think, because I'm a libertarian. So I'm all for profit and capitalism, low taxes and all that, corporate or personal. But corporations are scum. They're pieces of crap. And they've treated employees like crap this entire time. Certainly since the boomer days. I don't know what it was like having a World War II guy as a boss. Maybe it was more meritocratic and honest. But now that Gen X is slowly taking over corporate America and they can't just be professionals, they have to have politics too. And they don't know, the only arrows in their quiver they got is more leftist politics because we woke y'all. Keep firing that woke arrow. That's all they got. And so now they want to invade into your personal life. It was already too much when HR was asking for your Facebook password. It was already too much that corporations would not hire you based on your political activities. Left or right, doesn't matter. You should have the right to politically participate. You should have the right to freedom of speech. It should not have an effect on your employment. But we know that doesn't matter. Corporations think that you are their own. You are their little slave and you will do their bidding and your personal life is their life. And what I like about the stimulus checks is you've seen a little pushback. Again, I don't like Joe Biden. I don't like the stimulus checks. But it has basically given people like, no, pay us a living wage. Which again, I don't understand why you don't pay a living wage to begin with, because I don't know why people would take it, but that's neither here nor there. And now, even though the living wage where corporations treat leftist employees poorly by not paying them a living wage, because right people have skills, generally speaking. Now they're treating right-leaning employees poorly, saying, oh, you better do this with your body, otherwise you can't work here. And I would love nothing more. They're already on the ropes. Have you seen all the help wanted signs? Have you seen the shortages in the Walmarts and the Fleet Farms? That's a Midwestern reference. You know, they hiring bonus to be a server being paid $16 an hour in some small town. What if your IT guy goes away? What if your law department quits? What if your accountants say no? What if the real workers and producers of society just say no? You don't own my body. You don't tell me what to do. That's the final straw. Goodbye. Oh. And if not that I'm for this because it's only destructive, but if you want to make unemployment jump and make the Biden administration look like the next Great Depression, you all should just say, nope, not showing up. And again, it's my dream and goal. Well, not my goal. It's been my dream. One of my many dreams has been a big dream of mine that someday conservatives and right-leaning type of people and libertarians, and people who are just apolitical and want to be left alone, all just said, no, I'm done. I'm not working anymore. And then see how the parasitic class of society is just freaks out because, oh, you get all the stimulus checks in the world. Won't matter when there's no food in the grocery store. It would be amazing to see you guys actually grow a pair. Instead of doing memes and tweets and writing an article on a blog, you would actually go and foist an economic cost on a leftist employer, on a tyrannical employer, and in mass. This is also kind of my dream where, if you guys remember truly stupid people came up with the idea of, you know, gas strike day or the day of not buying gas. This is when gas prices went up. And this happened. It hasn't happened this last couple of times because I think people finally got the clue. But people are like, gas strike. We're not going to buy gas on this day. It's like, yeah, but then the next day you'll buy twice as much. Like, you need gas. And they thought that would bring the big oil companies to their knees. And meanwhile, the big oil companies like, there's international global factors factoring in these high prices. You could strike all you want. It ain't going to bring the price of oil down. So, but this, I've also had this idea with universities. You kids want lower tuition? It would work. It would work if you went on strike for a year and didn't attend colleges or universities and demand tuition be lowered by 75%. Those universities, they're paying out all their money. They got pension costs. They got tenure. They have high fixed costs. They're not sitting on, well, some of them do have endowments. They would have to dip their toe into that. They'd freak out. That's a way to protest. That's a way to markedly improve not only your lives, but the lives of future generations of younger people. if you want to have lower costs of education. You just take a year where, you know, we declared that the high school class of 2023 doesn't attend college. I know that would take balls, that would take decision, that would take independent mindedness, and that would take you giving up a dream that's actually a nightmare, and that would be the college experience. So that's not going to happen. But now it's as good a time as it's ever going to get that if people on the right, on the libertarian, on the not leftist, just regular Americans, or you just don't want to be told to take a root beer float, right? Now's the time to do it. You get on some stimmy checks, you get a rent moratorium, you do that. And then you'll see who has the power, because I didn't know if you knew this, companies and employers and corporations, they don't operate without employees. And if y'all just said, nah, I'm going to go home after I buy a bunch of stuff, I'm going to go home and sit on my ass and collect a government check. Thank you, Joe Biden. They'll change their tune. But here's the problem. Oh, Aaron, are you going to rain on your own parade? Yeah, I have to. I have to, because I know you people. See, just because maybe there's an R, a libertarian L, or a American next to your name in your politics, here's what I know about everybody, but especially those on the right. Y'all are in debt, aren't you? Y'all got your McMansion. Y'all got your Range Rover for wifey poo. What do they got? Oh, it's the trucks, right? The Dodge Ram diesel truck, those big trucks that you got that you don't haul anything with. You know, the $60,000 brand new F-150 that you guys got because you were told to. Because Dennis Leary said you got a big unit if you got this truck. I don't know what Dennis Leary was. Sam Elliott was Ram. Was Leary Ford? Whatever. You weak, pathetic man. You drive a brand new shiny truck. You never throw any dirt or anything in the truck bed. But you got a nice loan on it. Oh, and then the guy that I saw yesterday driving his Harley around that he leased, found out through an agent in the field that the vast majority of Harleys are financed. They're never bought and paid for in cash. And Harley has its own financing division. What's sad is bad credit is but we're Harley ride. We go to Sturgis, America. Like, yeah. And $80,000 of just consumer loan debt, not even your mortgage. And you're all living paycheck to paycheck. That's why you're going to be your employer's bitch. And that's why you're all going to get that root beer float, whether you like it or not. Because you had to play keeping up with the Joneses. Happy wife, happy life. Let me cut my blood and get you more money, baby. And then how many? This is my favorite. I'll point them out because of public figures. I love Garage Logic. Great show. One of the host, his name was Rookie, and this is conservative Republican. Look it up. It is a good show. And this guy sent his kids, or at least one of them, to an overpriced liberal arts college where I believe his daughter majored in some worthless liberal arts thing. It's like, we can't wait to co-sign your loans. Any degree is good. Can't put a price on education. Jeez. Minimalism, huh? I'd recommend my minimalism class right now, but it's not open for enrollment. You can email me later. Actually, do this if you want. If you really want to learn, see, you can't be free if you are indebted to the banks and credit card companies, because that means you're indebted to your employer, which is the literal definition of serfdom, of servitude. There's this hanging debt that you must pay. Like, it's no different than being owing the mob. Because you want to have shiny trinkets and you thought that buying things would make your wife stop nagging you. So, you know, if you want, you could sign up for the Clary School of Economic Philosophy. It's unteachable. I didn't mean this to be an advertisement, but am I the only one that sees this? Like, if you owe debt, like, you're somebody's bitch. And now you're all going to have to take a root beer float, whether you like to or not. But you can sign up for the Clary School of Economic Philosophy. You're put on an email list. I will email you once a month. That's it. I do not harass people. It's like, hey, the class is open. That's it. So you can learn about minimalism that way. But in the meantime, I would have to say 90% of all people, regardless of your politics, you're in debt. And you don't have a choice. You don't own your own life. And that's why this is like the right in general has been this paper tiger. You got no fangs. None. Now, you don't need half the population to go Galt and say, no, I'm not having a root beer float. And you quit your job. All right. Oh, and by the way, the stimmy checks are not going to cover your mortgage payments and your F-150 loan and your Harley loan. Lord knows you're the type to buy your kids one of those bouncy houses. What was I going to say? But still, there is an increasing percentage of childless people out there, particularly childless men, but childless women too, who are load-bearing employees, who are critical employees. And I would estimate that to be about 10% of you who do not have, 10% of the productive employees could do this. You could do this. And since you're 10% of the productive employees, that would mean a recession of 10% production, which is a huge recession. That is a huge recession. You're not replaceable immediately. There's going to be downtime. They're going to freak out and they're going to panic. Who's this? Well, that's not somebody I know. And you will strike. So, but that's if you had no debt. That's if you like you were a minimalist. That's if you like only took what you needed and you saved up some money, you had a rainy day fund. But for the rest of you, no, you're going to take the root beer float. You know, because for all your conservative and financial principles, you personally didn't save any money and you live paycheck to paycheck. Good luck. But it was, we almost had it there, guys. We almost had it. We could almost make all those employers, private sector or not, eat their own words. You could have said, nope, we're done. And you're like, panic? And we could still have a little bit of panic. And for you as an individual, if you've played your cards right and you have a micro FU fund account, or you just, you know, like, nah, I'm going to work remotely, quit, please. Hit them across the face. Make them pay. But for the rest of you, no. Enjoy your commutes. Enjoy your face diapers. Enjoy your root beer floats. And that's it. Let's go to the super chats. Cable Summers. That's a new person, I believe. $5. I'm dating a single mom of three. Sex is consistent, but I don't see a future with her. Should I end it before I spend more time? Or keep enjoying. As long as you don't get emotionally attached, keep on going, man. As long as you don't get emotionally attached. As long as she doesn't like, where's this going? I thought we were an item. No. And you have that conversation now. Just so you know, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend. Glad I answered that question. I think that's it. Scrolling. Yep, got them all. All right, see you guys later, Toodles.